Welcome to my podcast. Last week I attended the MELCOM International Conference in Paris, MELCOM being the acronym for Middle Eastern Libraries Committee. The conference, which meets annually, brings together subject librarians from over 30 countries to discuss developments in their respective libraries. Yeah, aside from the stormy weather conditions of the glorious English summer and the suitcase handle coming off in my hand at check-in, the flight to Paris was a fairly mundane affair, albeit rather bumpy. Arriving at Charles de Gaulle, I jumped on a train and headed for my grandly named hotel, Le Grand Hôtel de Gobelin, situated on the eastern fringe of the Latin Quarter. I had checked the hotel out online before my departure, and it did look quite grand. However, the reality was disappointing. Billed as a 3-star hotel, it seemed anything but. The room was fairly dingy and dark, the furniture old with a musty odour. The room had another strange and unexpected feature. The bathroom was actually really modern, and strangely, a lot larger than the actual sleeping area itself. Anyway, I decided to make the best of it, and put my head down on the hard pillow and got some rest before the start of the conference the next day. The next day, after 3 metro rides, I arrived at the Bulaq Institute of Languages and Civilizations at 9:30 sharp, and after completing my registration, chatted briefly with fellow participants before taking my seat. After sitting through 3 presentations, I was already beginning to wonder whether or not I would have to endure similar presentations for the next 3 days. To my horror, the answer to this was yes. The conference should have been titled, How Not to Give a Presentation. The format for the overwhelming majority of papers was virtually the same. Read directly from the script with the obligatory PowerPoint bullet points in the background. Rarely did the presenter diverge from the script, which for the vast majority consisted of giving an entire overview of all the manuscript collections and digitization projects in their respective libraries, and to the dismay of participants, with some even going on to include an overview of the entire Middle Eastern collections in the whole country. Some of the information was very interesting, of course, but got buried in the endless deluge of information far too broad to have any lasting impact. For example, one of the participants from Bosnia-Herzegovina told the delegates of the courageous efforts of library staff to save rare manuscript collections during the siege and shelling of Sarajevo between 1992 and 1996 as part of the Bosnian War, briefly waking the delegates from their slumber only to quickly return to listing all of the country's national Middle Eastern treasures. This is not to say that the conference was useless. Far from it. Away from the scripted papers, there was much lively interaction and real knowledge exchange among librarians from all corners of the planet. There was also the chance to meet the faces behind the computer screens in the form of the booksellers from the Middle East, from whom I sought much of the library's materials, and who had to endure 3 painstaking days of papers. Next year, the conference venue will take place in Moscow. Will I be there? Well, I may well be.
Je suis un peu.